Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where
prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus. Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered ChumbaCasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby. Mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa. Take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Ch-ch-chumba. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Liz and John had been happily married for 10 years now, and though they were still madly in love, they both ached for a little adventure in their lives. When they first met Emma, their gorgeous 21-year-old babysitter, they immediately knew what it was they had been aching for. Emma was absolutely stunning, with that long blonde hair and big baby blue eyes. But it was her teasing little smile and her amazing curves that sealed the deal for them. So, one night, instead of asking her to come over to take care of their little boy, Harry, they suggested Emma have a little fun with them. And much to their delight, she immediately agreed. Harry was having a slumber party at one of his closest friend's house, which means that the three adults could have some fun, and that's exactly what they planned to do. Emma arrived, clad in a tight, gorgeous pink dress that highlighted her stunning curves. They shared a few drinks, laughing and flirting openly, clearly aching for that adventure that had been aching for so long. "You two make such a handsome couple," Emma praised them teasingly, leaning in so both the husband and wife could stare down her plunging cleavage. Liz grinned wickedly, sitting by Emma's side, and she softly tucked a strand of blonde hair behind the younger woman's ear. "And you are so gorgeous, Emma. John and I have been speaking about your sexy little body for so long. We were so glad when you agreed to come over and have some..." She paused, raising her brows suggestively. "Fun with us. I was so glad you called me over, too," she purred back and smirked as she leaned closer until her full pink lips met with Liz's. John gasped happily as his wife started making out with the gorgeous blonde. Liz was a stunning middle-aged woman, what most teenagers would refer to as a MILF, with long, flowing red hair and a curvaceous body that made both older and younger men turn around and stare. He was quite proud of his wife. John himself wasn't half bad looking himself. He refused to dye his hair, so he sported a salt and pepper style that made him look sophisticated and sexy. At least that was what Emma thought about him. He was tall and athletic, a dreamy older man. Liz placed her hand on Emma's knee and began rolling it up her pale, firm thigh, making the younger woman moan softly. John sat behind her and began kissing her neck and shoulders, starting to pull up her gorgeous pink dress. By the time the dress was over her head and promptly dropped onto the ground, the married couple realized that Emma wasn't wearing anything but a pair of black silk panties underneath. Her tits were completely bare and wonderfully perky thanks to her young age. She giggled sensually, grinning back at John before looking at Liz once more. "If I'm undressed, you should take off your dress as well. I've been imagining your naked body all day long and want to see if it's just like I pictured it." She teased the older woman, winking sensually, and Liz flushed all over, nodding eagerly. "You are a naughty girl, aren't you?" Liz cooed back and pulled her blue dress over her hair, promptly unhooking her white bra. Her tits were far larger than Emma's, and though not nearly as perky, they were stunning and round. Lost in a sea of arousal, John pushed Emma forward so that her tits were soon being rubbed against Liz's. Their erect nipples rolled over each other's, making both women moan as they began kissing one another all over again. John rolled his hands over Emma's hips and soon reached that sweet little spot between her thighs. He grunted against the hot skin of her neck, pulling the panties aside and starting to caress her clit sensually, masturbating her as Emma and Liz touched each other's boobs, lost in the throes of passion. He pinched and caressed her engorged clit until she was soaking wet and aching for more. That was when the stunning blonde pushed her body back, getting on all fours as she began kissing her way down Liz's body.
"Please fuck me. I need it so badly,"
she pleaded, wiggling her round, firm ass in the air as she played with Liz's sexy boobs, popping one of her nipples in her eager mouth without wasting any more time. John unzipped his pants and pulled them down, his cock bouncing against Emma's firm, apple-shaped buttocks. He smirked, watching as the gorgeous babysitter continued trailing down his wife's body, clearly determined to lick and lap at Liz's cunt while John fucked her. He grunted with pleasure as he plunged his cock deep inside the younger woman's soaked sex. She was so tight, so welcoming, and he knew this wouldn't be the only time they fucked Emma as a couple. And so, as he began thrusting in and out of that perfect pussy, sliding almost all the way out until only his bulbous head remained behind, Emma reached Liz's cunt. Her tongue rolled greedily over the MILF's folds, suckling hard at the engorged, sensitive clit, and then lapping all the way down to her entrance.
"Oh, yes. Yes, yes,"
Liz moaned loudly, lost in the pleasure and arousal that washed over her body.
"Harder. Lick me right there. Yes. Don't stop. John, fuck, your cock's so thick. So stiff. Fuck me harder,"
Emma managed to mumble between licks and laps at Liz's cunt, before focusing entirely on the movements of her eager tongue once more. John grunted, blinding, enthralled by the sight of his wife being licked towards an orgasm by the gorgeous babysitter he was plunging himself into time and time again. The three of them moved in tandem. Liz quivered and thrust her hips up against Emma's face, who in turn pushed her own hips back against John's fully erect cock. They made passionate, wild love until they came in perfect unison. Emma tasted Liz's arousal all over her face, making a mess of her gorgeous features, while her own pussy clenched powerfully against John's cock, pushing him over the edge. They collapsed onto the sofa, panting heavily, caressing each other's bodies seductively,
clearly not ready to call it a night. That was amazing. I wish all my employers were as amazing as you two. The gorgeous blonde giggled, giving her boss's nipple a sensual little suck. What do you say we go take a swim at the pool? John suggested, smirking at his wife enticingly. Liz immediately agreed, eager to see what else they could do to one another in there. The three of them rushed outside, giggling like teenagers and jumping into the wonderfully warm water at once. They were a bit silly at first, throwing water at one another, but it was simply a little playful teasing before they swam together. Their bodies were soon pressed against one another's. John was amazed to feel two pairs of gorgeous, yet so incredibly different breasts rubbing against his chest. He began running his hands up and down his wife and his babysitter's body, pinching, caressing, squeezing. "Fuck, you two are so hot," he grunted and leaned in to kiss Liz first, their tongues meeting outside their mouths before he leaned closer to Emma and did the same, while his wife watched, lost in arousal. With Liz sandwiched between her husband and their lover, Emma and the older woman began making out passionately as John slid into her impossibly tight ass for the first time in their marriage. Emma grinned sensually, beginning to rub her pussy against Liz's, taking advantage of the positions floating in the water allowed. Liz felt her ass opening up somewhere with John's every thrust, somewhere between painful and pleasurable, and her clit was soon throbbing against Emma's. The three of them moaned wildly, lost in the throes of passion, their bodies quivering as they worked themselves up to yet another orgasm. The beautiful older woman began to squeeze her younger lover's tits eagerly, staring into her eyes as the three of them fucked each other's brains out. She loved watching the expression of intense pleasure as she pinched and twisted Emma's nipples so teasingly. "Come for us, Emma," she whispered hotly, squeezing those perfectly firm tits harder still, their pussies rubbing together until all they could see were fireworks. "Come for us." And Emma did as she was told, her nubile body tensing so wonderfully, her skin growing so adorably flushed, as she moaned like a little slut. That was when John couldn't hold back any longer, coming hard in his wife's tight ass, completely losing control. Liz's muscles tensed and twitched as she let herself fall over the edge, embracing the incredible pleasure that had been building up deep inside her core. Their bodies seemed to merge into one until they slowly but surely began to relax. That was when John playfully suggested, "We should go share another drink and then go get a shower together. Get cleaned up only to get dirty all over again."
"Sounds like my kind of plan," Emma cooed seductively, and she began swimming over to the edge, letting the happily married couple take a long, nice look at her petite, firm body before following behind her.
If you enjoy this podcast, then please write an Apple review saying why you love it. We truly appreciate your support and the wonderful messages we receive from you. See you next time!